Joining me on the Big K Morning Show is one of the most prominent, visible people who have been fighting for equal rights for decades, Tim Stevens, who is the chairman of the Black Empowerment and Political Empowerment Project, better known as BPEP, former president of the NC, and I almost said NCAA, Tim.
That's happened more than once.
NAACP. How you doing, my friend? Good morning.
I'm reasonable. I'm a little sluggish here. I had to take my son to the airport at 5:15 in the morning. Or
oh, Lord.
4:45 in the morning, actually. But anyway, we're here.
Well, I hope you had a good Father's Day. And I appreciate
it. I did. He's surprising. Came in Friday night. Surprising. We had a great weekend. Thank
good.
You.
And we just talked to William B. Marshall, and thanks for making the connection. And one of the things that he made certain at the end of our conversation was the fact that Juneteenth is an American holiday. It's not just a Black holiday. Obviously, that resonates with you. You've fought your whole career to try to level the playing field. And how far have we come, and how far do we need to go in this town?
Well, there's obviously all work to be done. A week ago today, we had our 12th annual Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable initiative of BPEP, Black Political Empowerment Project at Duquesne University. And it deals specifically with conditions of Black workers, Black employees, and Black entrepreneurs. It's aimed at increasing the employment, retention, promotion of African Americans from entry level to the C-suite, and again, support for African American entrepreneurs. Our feeling is, and you know, B. Marshall's organization is called Stop the Violence. It coordinates Juneteenth. Well, one of our initiatives is the Greater Pittsburgh Coalition is Violence at BPEP, and out of that came the Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable, because our feeling is that if more Blacks are employed, retained, promoted, and the Black entrepreneurs are supported, the violence in our community will subside. I call it a mathematical equation. And our theme this year with the conference a week ago at Duquesne University, Powers in the Ballroom, was the new challenges for diversity, equity, and inclusion brought about by the June 29th, 2003 decision of the Supreme Court that impacted negatively affirmative action with universities and colleges. Our concern was, our theme was confronting new challenges for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Our theme of the Corporate Equity and Inclusion Roundtable was that the June 29th decision of a year ago would be utilized by some in our nation, far beyond universities and colleges, to impact diversity, equity, and inclusion. And as you, if you watch cable news at all, the last year or so, you will notice that programs, some entities across this country, companies, corporations, and others are beginning to dismantle their or weaken and or weaken their diversity, equity, inclusion programs. They're beginning to eliminate the position of the director for the program or just negatively undermine this initiative. And we have, the truth of the matter, the slavery thing, I know people get tired of hearing about it. I get tired of talking about it. We've not, as Black people, we've never gotten over freedom, but we've never gotten over slavery in this nation, and we're still impacted by that and the decisions created by legal entities, corporate entities or whatever that have denied Black people entry into the system at the same level of access that white people have or others. And that remains to be. That's why we continue the fight.
Where have we made some progress, in your opinion, in this town? Obviously, we have a African-American mayor. That's a step.
That is a historic step. And yesterday at Bethlehemy Church, where I'm a member and trustee of the electronic keyboards, beside wonderful organist, Leonard Holt, we had a white bishop actually speak in the morning service to the issue of Juneteenth and its importance locally and across the country. In the afternoon, we had our bishop, Aronis McLeod, speak. But that is a progress into itself, where we have a white bishop, and I'm looking right at him. Forgive me, I can't think of his name. Where he spoke passionately about the importance of Juneteenth, the importance of liberation of black people, the importance of equal opportunity for all. And we had a number of white attendees at our Juneteenth celebration yesterday morning at 11 in the Hill District of Bethel Church. Even something of that nature, we've had reparations movement for Bethel Church led by our minister, Reverend Dell Snyder, where about 10 churches have joined with Bethel, promoting the importance of the reparations movement in Pittsburgh with Bethel, where Bethel was torn down back during the URA days, where they disrupted the Lower Hill District and moved thousands of black people out of the Lower Hill. And our church, which stood next to the Catholic Church in the Hill District, which still stands, our church was torn down, and we worked out a situation with Penguins in the city where there are some reparations coming in terms of restoring territory that we owned down in the Lower Hill on that 28 acres where the PPG was torn down. And we're actually working with the Penguins on a piece of property that has been offered and building that will be going up in that area. We certainly have people in our city that are in key positions, but I was talking to one of our members of the Corporate Equity Inclusion Roundtable who was retired, but he said back in the day when he worked at a corporation that there seemed to be more blacks in executive positions than there are now. That we've in the 70s, we've actually somewhat reversed in that arena. We do have some sensitive corporate leaders who, in foundations, who are attempting to face the issue of the schism between white and black people in the city in terms of economic progress, employment, and that is not going away. That's why we have to fight our efforts we've created. I'll tell you where we had a major deal on February 28th, 2023. The Penguins, the Pirates, and the Steelers adopted our Corporate Equity Inclusion Roundtable playbook. And the Allegheny Conference has recently agreed that they will be sharing our playbook along with a pirate-produced video with all the 300 corporations in Pittsburgh that they work with, the Allegheny Conference of Community Development. The president of the Steelers, Art Rooney II, we showed at the conference last week a video that the Steelers has produced. That video will go across the country with our national model of the playbook for diversity, equity, inclusion from the Corporate Equity Inclusion Roundtable. So there's some movement there.
Well, that's
the
good.
Penguins have created an implementation model that will also go with those documents across Pittsburgh and the nation.
Well, Tim, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Again, I appreciate the work you've done for decades in this town to make it a better place. Chairman of BPEP, Tim Stevens, and got a few texts from people that said Tim's also a great and talented artist, a singer and musician. So,
thank you very much.
All right, Tim, thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Stay cool.